Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We're looking at the topic of the Holy Spirit in the month of March in the London International Church of Christ. And so today we're having a second look at a passage in Galatians chapter 5, this time verses 22 to 26, and this is entitled Spirit-Supplied Fruit. It reads, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other." The previous podcast dealt with spirit suppressants, namely sin. Because we do not want to hold back the Spirit's work, we take our personal purity seriously. But this is not all. The picture is not negative or passive. Rather, the Spirit has work to do in us and fruit for us to bear. The Spirit makes a difference to how we live and how our lives affect others. Let's face it. Wouldn't you rather have the list in verse 22 here in your life, love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, instead of the list in verses 19 to 21, sexual immorality, impurity, and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like? Or perhaps to put it another way, Who would you rather be married to or have as your boss? Person A, fully spirit-suppressant and sin-supplied, or person B, spirit-supplied and fruit-filled? I know which one I would choose. The fruits of the Spirit are designed by God to grow in us as a result of the fact that we have, as it says in this passage, crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. And when we pray for this fruit, when we cooperate with God on this and ask others to help us with it, we find ourselves living by and walking in step with the Spirit. What does this produce? Well, the context of Galatians chapter 5 is one of better relationships with one another. Hence the command of verse 26, let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other. We will do no such thing if the fruits of the Spirit are sought and applied. Reflect on this. Do you have consistent relationship challenges? Is it possible you are not living the fruits of the Spirit? Would the fruits mentioned help those relationship challenges? A bit more love in you, a bit more joy, a bit more peace, forbearance, a bit more kindness and goodness, a bit more faithfulness, gentleness and self-control. Oh, why not pray for such things? They would improve any relationship. Why not repent? Ask the Spirit to help you crucify the flesh and instead bear the fruit of a Spirit-filled follower of God. Well, next podcast we'll look at a bit more from Galatians chapter 5. You'll find our work on this at our website, thelondonchurch.org. And until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.